So I've got a question for all the video game lovers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware, with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you can get it during Black Friday. Plus, you can save on all kinds of displays and accessories, like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance, so I'd visit alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
Hey everybody, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. Now let's talk about our favorite game, of course, Super Donkey. So Super Donkey, I believe that's what this file was labeled. One of the coolest and weirdest finds so far, people have been speculating about it in a lot of different ways, but my speculation is it's a prototype that is somebody at Nintendo or a team trying to figure out, like, what could a platformer be? Like, here is a different, newer kind of platformer. It stars this, like, people have said it's Stanley the Bugman from Donkey Kong 3. It kind of looks like that, but if you look at the sprite art, him without his mask and goggles is Mario. Mm-hmm, so it's basically Mario doing stuff.
He's got a big nose, that Super Donkey Man.
We can officially call him Super Donkey Man. But yeah, this is very slight what we have of this prototype, but it is he's like a Plock or Rayman style character with like floating limbs kind of, and a lot of this game is about climbing platforms, and there's like a kind of a very rudimentary Castlevania map in the upper corner of the screen. It's about like climbing and jumping and also carrying things. Like at some point in this prototype footage, he's carrying like this what looks like a red vase, and it's like firing missiles, and he's picking up monkeys. And then also in the sprite art for this prototype, there is an assortment of like a Yoshi's Island version of Donkey Kong.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah,
that's really cool. This is the kind of thing that you really like. That wow, it's a purple Donkey Kong, so cool. Sorry. You hear these stories from so many developers. They're like, well, we prototyped out this and then we came up with that idea, but there's probably countless prototypes for games you're never going to see because they just, for one reason or another, didn't release it or didn't make it into a full game. So seeing just this, to know the creative process of Nintendo, that it feels like a thing that was just handed to a handful of developers of like, hey, see if there's something here. You don't know if this platformer idea you have works until you actually build a couple levels. So go and do it. Like that. That's so cool to get this feel of like an internal only experimentation in a new type of platformer for Nintendo.
And there has to be so many of these just floating around internally in the company that I find this fascinating. Even though it doesn't look very fun, I'm like, what could this have been?
Well, and to what Liam said earlier, though, they don't release this stuff because this could be a game someday. Like in 20 years, some developer who worked on a prototype, maybe he moves up the food chain high enough, he's like, I want to return to that idea. And if you release a prototype like that too early, other people could take it, other people could use your idea. Like, so it's from an IP standpoint, I can see why this stuff never comes out, but it's really cool to see something like this.